Do you remember what our Lord called St. Peter in last Sunday's gospel?
I know it was a long time ago.
He called him Petros, the Greek word for rock. His English name, Peter, is just a transliteration of the Greek word Petros. Do you know what Jesus calls Peter in today's gospel? He calls him a scandalon. That's what the Bible really says. He didn't call Peter an obstacle. He called him a scandalon. A scandalon is the Greek word for stumbling stone, a rock, a cobblestone along the path that causes someone to trip and fall. You probably guessed that's how we get the English word scandal. Scandal is not something shocking. Oh, there's a scandal! Oh, meaning I'm so shocked. A scandal is an attitude or behavior which leads another to do evil. A scandal is an attitude or behavior that causes someone to sin, to trip and fall along the pathway to heaven. The Spanish translation makes this very clear. You saw it right next to your English translation, right? It says, "No intentes hacerme tropezar en mi camino," right? Don't try to make me what? Tropezar, trip en mi camino, on my way, on my journey. The Spanish flushes this out for us. It makes it clear. Something that makes us trip on our way. So St. Peter, in a week, moved very quickly from a sturdy foundation rock on which the Lord will build his Catholic Church to a rock on the path that could make our Lord trip and stumble. See the irony here? From a rock to a stumbling rock. A rock on which to build the church, or a rock on which to trip and fall. What happened? What happened? How did St. Peter change so quickly from a rock-solid foundation to a stumbling stone? Last week, we said that St. Peter got it absolutely right. Jesus is God. Jesus is divine. Jesus is the Christos, the Messiah, the anointed, beloved Son of the Father. This is where he went wrong. Peter did not think that the Christos, the Messiah, the anointed, beloved Son of the Father, should ever have to suffer. I hope you will say with St. Peter, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I hope you'll say with St. Bartholomew, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." I hope you will say with St. Thomas, when our Lord's precious body and blood are lifted up over the altar today, I hope you will say with St. Thomas, "Ah, my Lord and my God." I hope you will say with St. Peter, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I hope you'll say with St. Bartholomew, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." I hope you will say with St. Thomas, when our Lord's precious body and blood are lifted up over the altar today, I hope you will say with St. Thomas, "Ah, my Lord and my God." It's a great gift to suffer. Now that is beautiful. Suffering, pain, sorrow, humiliation, whatever crosses you're carrying, Mother Teresa says, this is the kiss of Jesus. One time Mother Teresa told this to a beautiful lady who was suffering quite terribly, and the lady said, "Mother Teresa, please tell Jesus to stop kissing me." Stop kissing me, Jesus. Sometimes we feel like that, isn't it? But Jesus is kissing us because he loves us. And he wants us to share, like his mother, like St. John, in his cross. Mother Teresa says suffering is a gift from God. Do you remember Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ? Do you remember that scene that he paints for us in cinematography? It's a beautiful image, the second station of the cross. Jesus accepts his cross, not like, ugh, like I do. Ugh, this is terrible. Did you see how Mel Gibson, he had Jesus hug the cross. Hug the cross. With joy, because he knew that upon that cross, he would save the whole world. Our crosses are gifts from God. Jesus gives us the grace to carry it. Not just the grace to endure it, the grace to lovingly embrace it. St. John Vianney says, if we embrace it generously, it will carry us all the way to heaven.